everything that rocks.
Good morning. You know, if I had a theme song just walking around, I think this would be it. It just walked like Ace.
It's a good one. It's a doozy, buddy. 8:15. Quick look at your forecast here before we get to your WTF today. Partly cloudy, high of 44. Looks kind of nice out right now. Going to see some wind there. Gusts up to 25 miles per hour tonight. Partly cloudy, low of 33. And then Saturday, chance for some rain later on. Small chance, high of 58. And then Sunday, cloudy, chance for rain and a high of 60. Then it's cooling down, lower 40s as we get started in the next part of next week. What?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Did you peek outside yesterday at a certain point? You know where I'm getting at?
No. What?
It friggin' snowed yesterday, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Your lovely wife messaged me, and because I have been very adamant on saying that I think we're not going to get any more. But I know it did, but luckily nothing stuck, and I don't think we're going to get any more.
I don't know if it came down everywhere. I'm not sure, but there was a good, like, hour. We're due at our house in St. Joe. It was a blizzard. It was a straight blizzard.
I don't know if I saw it. I don't think I saw it.
It was insane. And it was weird because then it stopped and I walk outside and I walk out my back and it's not as windy because the wind was coming in a certain direction. But it's warm.
Yeah.
It just snowed.
That's Michigan.
And it's warm.
That's Michigan, baby, right
there.
It's
craziness.
Just messing with us at this point. But anyway, I don't see any snow in the forecast. I think we'll be all right there. Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
Sup, Kate? We're going to be hearing from Katie a little bit later on in the show, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, talking about all the great things that Smith Indoor Garden has going on right now for you, still serving you, and also them being a part of our Pot 107W High RX.
I want to interview her next time. Quit hogging her.
No, she's my favorite, and you don't get to talk to her.
Let her decide.
She's mine. all right, let's see here. We got meth, Easter eggs.
Okay.
Or meth or Easter eggs. Meth or Easter eggs.
Two different stories.
Two totally different stories.
Dude, the meth, just there's so much that can go into the meth stories, you know, except teeth. Hey, let's do the meth.
You want to do the meth one? Okay, here we go. This is great. A 53-year-old woman named Sean Salmon in Sioux City, Iowa, or as Hunter would say, Suwox City, Iowa.
You bastard. It's Des Moines, moron.
It's not terribly far from Des Moines. Anyway, she drove to the Sioux City Police Headquarters on Sunday with a strange request. She said, "Excuse me, officers, would you test my meth to see if it's infected with coronavirus?" She was arrested for felony narcotics possession.
Dude, the police don't even have to go out looking for these people.
No, they just come.
They just sit back. It's putting bait at the end of your hook and sitting there and watching your pull. Literally turning herself in. Could you test my meth? Well, come on. How old is this lady?
She's 57. She should know better. But of course,
she's made it 57 years. 57 years on this planet, Brock.
Yep.
And it comes to this.
Much as I appreciate her wanting to be safe from the coronavirus, probably not the smartest idea to go to a police station with your bag of meth. Excuse me, officers.
I mean, did they end up testing it?
No, they did not. They did not test her meth for the coronavirus. They arrested her instead. They said, okay, thank you for bringing in your meth. And the picture of her, she's a winner. That is just great.
Let me guess. A lot of cheekbones. No teeth. Blonde hair. I guarantee she's got blonde.
Not blonde.
Hair.
Not blonde. Long brown hair.
It's probably a really surprised look on her. Really surprised.
It looks
eyes
like she's
wide open.
Looks like she's actually crying.
Oh. That's because she had coronavirus on her meth.
Exactly. Oh, no. Wait, are you saying I can't have this meth? Come on now. I'm trying to follow the rules. Oh, boy. It takes all kinds to make the world go round. That's your WTF.